for you. He says, no, that's why the people of the earth, of the world, rather, they would say, when you say, let's go to church, they'll say, I'm from this age, let me stop drinking first. And then he's enjoying among a serious munch. They don't understand.
It's like saying, let me be healed first before I can go to the doctor.
Yes. No. Yeah. Let me take you to the doctor. No, wait a minute. Let me be healed first.
Which reminds me of yesterday. Yesterday at church, we had this guy who was drunk who came to church. Then he sat there. We don't know whether he came before, during intercession, after intercession, because now it was time to welcome the visitors, church or everybody. Then they say, visitors, those who are coming for the first time, may you please stand up. Then he stands. Then he says, how long must I stand? He's asking the lady. He said, now wait, just stand like that, not for too long. And they said, may you please tell us your name, and then so that we can be able to welcome you, like welcome you in a great way, so that as well you will be able to know your name and call you by name. Then he just says, I don't remember the name. Just said, I'm sorry and so, and then. Actually, I came here for this one. He's pointing at this girl. Says, I came here because of my sister here. This sister here. And then, like, we were like, okay, the sister did a great job. Now, at first I thought she was the sibling. But actually, it's the sister. He just saw this girl, beautiful girl, walking on the street. Then he started, he said, actually, Yamshela. we were laughing. And then laughing, said, no, why are you laughing? You think I'm stupid? You think I'm stupid?
Yeah.
Because I'm proposing to her. I'm proposing to her. That's why I came here. Because she kept walking and walking. I followed her until she entered here. Then I entered too. That's why I'm here, because of her. I want her. Then the sister was just like, she didn't know what to say. She was just quiet. And then we were laughing.
You know, Maruti, I'm also taken aback. Where was, I think, it was two assignments. When was it? Where was that? There was this other assignment. I think we were here around, where was it? Around River Ridge, that site. Yes. When we were there at the open air, then all of a sudden, this other guy, you remember our friend? I don't know what's his name, I forgot
our friend from Hammanskraal.
Where is he from? Is he from Hammanskraal?
Hammanskraal, yeah.
You remember him, Muruti? That guy who came, you know, he was wearing like a Muslim.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And he was heavily drunk. He was drunk. The guy was drunk, and he came there, and he was caught. You know, but something moved me. I think I kept testifying about it wherever, most of the places that I went to preach afterwards, on how the Spirit of God moved upon you, and you requested him to sing a song. And when he was singing, some of the people were so amazed, like, how could they give this guy? And I remember very well, he sang a song, Yaphinda Ukhulume Moyengcwele. And he said, talk to me again, Holy Spirit. And he sang it, and sang it, and sang it. And after that, I was truly and deeply moved. I still remember very well, we prayed for the man. We so heavily prayed, we prophesied upon his life. We spoke upon his life. And if you were aware, the things that were spoken upon his life seemed to be opposite to what he was at that time.
At that moment, yeah. It was like, you guys were crazy.
Yo, it's like, what are you talking about? I mean, you know, I'm Muslim and I'm drunk. What are you guys talking about? Preaching the gospel, anointing, healing? What are you talking about? But that's what I also realized, that when God sees somebody who is a sinner, he sees beyond. He doesn't see the stomach that is full of alcohol. He sees something. He sees the heart that is ready to receive and preach the gospel. And that's what we need to preach to our listeners, that God does not see at the outward appearance, the challenges that people are going through. You know, God has a purpose and has an assignment for each one of us. And once we say yes, like that guy, I believe that guy, one day he will testify that, you know, when I got saved, I was drunk, I was so complicated. You know, so those were some of those moments that really, really, really moved my heart so much. You know.
Okay. The time is 2:52, so we're almost done for the day. Some of us preparing for duties.
Wow.
For night duties. So now, as we were talking, and then the message is that we want to leave with you guys. Before I asked these two wonderful men here to say goodbye to you guys and then say words of encouragement, words of healing, words of deliverance, words of blessings upon your lives. Because I believe that when they do that, if you believe in your heart, so shall it be. So now, if you saying that I hear what you are saying, that I never knew that I'm sick, I never knew that I need a doctor, I never knew that really God I'm really in need of God in my life. I didn't see the importance of having God or Christ in me. So now I've heard and then I believe. Then you should give your heart to God completely. Open your heart for Him to enter and let Him be the center of your life. Let Him be your first priority, the one you worship, the one you trust, the one you give praises, the one. And then as you do that, you will see that where you are now, it wasn't because of you being clever or the knowledge that you acquired throughout the years or your capabilities. It is by the grace of God that you are where you are today. So move with the gospel of the word, the gospel of the truth, the word that says Jesus Christ died for you. He rose again and is at the right hand of the Father in heaven, is praying for you. And then you believe that in the name of Jesus, the Bible says there's no name that is given here on earth or in heaven except the name of Jesus Christ, that by it we may be saved, and then by it we may do everything that we need, everything that we want. Then we can use the name of Jesus. So make your mind to believe God. You make it to believe God by, as we said, that you believe by hearing the message that comes through the word of God. So you do that, you read your Bible, that Bible that was always there on your room divider at home. It's not there to decorate, it's there to be read, there to be believed. So start reading it, start opening it. You can start from the book of John. That's where they if you go to the book of John, just start from verse chapter 1, read the book of John, and then finish it, and then you go back to Matthew or to wherever, then you will get the directions from there. And then you stand on the promises of God. The promises of God, you will get them when you read the Bible, when you read the Word. And don't forget God and don't backslide. Don't go back. Don't go back on your faith. If you believed God, if you are a believer, you believe that God is there and is able, just stand firm in the Word of God and believe that He is. Believe that whatever He says shall come to pass. Have faith. And faith works with patience. If you have faith, have patience and wait for the Lord. Believe in what He said. Believe in His word and speak well of yourself. Speak well. Speak the word of God unto yourself, unto your family, and to your kids and to your congregation and to your house and to everything that you're doing. Just speak the word of God, the word of truth. And then God bless you. And then now we're going to let our two beautiful pastors to speak the words and to your life so that you are blessed, you and your family.
Amen. Because I'm not in the headquarters, I'm going to allow the men of God to finish off. So I'm just going to add to what the pastor, Murudi, Mrs. Mama Bolo has said, that if it so happens that you were listening to us this day and something on the inside of you was revived, it is important for you to then also find a Bible-believing, word-preaching church. Don't be an island. Find a place of fellowship where you'd be able to fellowship with others so that your faith would be able to grow. And I also just want to say, the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel 18:27, he says, but if a wicked man turns from his wickedness, he has committed from, let me just read again, but if the wicked man turns from the wickedness he has committed and does what is just and right, he will save his life.
Amen.
You know, and with these words I am saying to you, it is not too late. God has open arms and he's waiting for you. The Bible says he is searching back and forth, to and fro, looking for those which want to find salvation in him. In him there is no failure. So he says, that is why he says in Isaiah 1:18, he says, come now, let us settle the matter.
Amen.
He says, though your sins are as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Mm-hmm. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. So with these words, I'm saying thank you for listening to us, and may God richly bless you. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so, so much. I think the pastors have already said mouthful. I think I will just pray over our listeners, everyone listening to us. We are just going to stand together in prayer and pray with you and for you, that, you know, may God really manifest as Jehovah the Doctor in every situation that we are going through. In our marriages, in our finances, in our bodies, in every area of our lives that we're going through. I'm just going to pray for you and with you, everyone listening to us. Let's just put our faith together and we call upon the Lord. I pray. Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we just want to thank you once more again for your infinite wisdom and your divine grace. We just want to acknowledge your Lordship. That, Lord, to our listeners, everyone listening to us in every place, from every place that they are listening to us from via the way of streaming. Father, we pray in Jesus' name as we stand with them in faith that the Lord God Almighty, you will manifest yourself as Jehovah the Doctor in their families, in their situations, in everything and anything that they are trusting and believing you for. May God reach you. In the name of Jesus, we speak to your families. We speak to everything that is stubborn in your lives. We speak to every sick area in your lives, that may it receive the signal of healing. In the name of Jesus Christ, may the healing of God begin to be your portion in Jesus' name. May God heal marriages over South Africa, over Africa, over Europe, UK, United States, all the world. May God bring healing upon the marriages of the sons of men. May God bring marriages in the kids, in their families, in every area, in the careers, in the politics, in the business. May God bring healing wherever there is a need. In the name of Jesus, every decaying situation, we speak to you that you come alive in Jesus' name. You come alive in Jesus' name. You come alive in Jesus' name. May the Lord stretch his hand upon you for good. May you be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. May you reap the best of the land in Jesus' mighty name. May God be your portion. May peace be your portion. May joy, unspeakable joy, be your portion. As we say, God is your doctor. May it is well. It is well, it is well. In Jesus' awesome name, you are blessed. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Until we meet again, bless you. Thank you.